Good morning, radio listeners, and Happy New Year to all of you. May this year and every year bring much happiness and health in the warm embrace of Amida Buddha. Let's all now put our hands together in reverence as I read these words. Beams of light, 3,600,000 billion in number, shine brilliantly from within each flower. There is no place they do not reach. Namo Amida Butsu. This morning, let's ponder on the idea of interdependence and that we really need to understand and experience it in order to transcend our ego-centered universe and begin to understand ourselves and understand reality. We don't even exist except within interdependence and in relation to other beings. We exist because of causes and conditions created by other beings, not only our family members, but also others, both long gone and those that are still living. At times, we may think that we are alone, but in reality, we are not. There is not one moment that we are not connected to others. When Shinran Shonin went to see Honing, he must have asked the question, "What shall I do with my life? How can I best live my life?" To this, Honen answered, "The most important thing is to live a life of Nembutsu. If you cannot live a life of Nembutsu as a monk, then live your life as a lay. If you cannot live a life of Nembutsu as a lay, then do it as a monk. And if you cannot live a life of Nembutsu with people, then live your life alone. If you cannot live the life of Nembutsu single, then live it as a married person." That is the most important thing, he said, that we always try to live a life of Nembutsu. We often hear, though, what living a life of Nembutsu is. It is trying to live with appreciation and gratitude, to try to live a life with true gratitude for this wonderful life that we're able to enjoy each and every day. But living a life each day with such deep appreciation is not so easy. If we feel even the slightest sense of jealousy, greed, or anger, or if we just take things for granted, or if we express them even the slightest amount of complaint, then there is no room in our hearts for even the slightest amount of gratitude. When Shinran Shonin looked deeply into himself, he could not help but encounter what Buddhism refers to as the three poisons. The three poisons of greed, anger, and ignorance or stupidity. One could very easily remember the three poisons as gas, G-A-S, or greed, anger, and stupidity. These three poisons are the greatest obstacles to living the life of gratitude or to live a life of the Nembutsu. The first two of the three poisons, greed and anger, most of us understand easily, but we need to really be aware of them. Most of us don't think of ourselves as greedy or angry, but they can take on many subtle forms. We are greedy or self-centered when we feel that what we think is the only way, or when we begin to judge others to be wrong because we feel we know what is right. This is also called self-centeredness. The poison of anger is our selfish nature. We get angry when things don't go our way, when others oppose our views. The third poison, that of ignorance or stupidity, is not so easy to understand initially. The Buddhist understanding of ignorance has nothing to do with academic knowledge. But in Buddhism, ignorance is ignoring what we call in Buddhism the two eyes. As you may know, the two eyes in Buddhism are called impermanence and interdependence. When we ignore interdependence and impermanence, then we become or are ignorant. But when our Dharma eyes are open to the reality that this day is the one and only day that we're able to enjoy, that this opportunity is the one and only opportunity to express our gratitude and appreciation to those that we care for and to those that care for us. Only then that we're able to live a life in appreciation. When we ignore the second eye, interdependence, then we begin to live not seeing that all things are one, that we are all karmically interrelated in oneness. So then ignorance or stupidity is when we ignore the two eyes. The three poisons are nothing more than our self-centered nature, and then this reality is distorted, and we feel that the world revolves around us, not realizing that we are able to live each day only because of the sacrifices of countless others. But in our business, often rushing around, multitasking, trying to get as much done in a small, limited amount of time, feeling that there are so many things to do and finish, so many things to be concerned with, that our self-centered views prevents us from seeing the reality of the Dharma. Each winter, I recall an event that took place when I was a freshman college student, where one of the guys in my dorm, who was from Des Moines, Iowa, was really nice to me, especially because I was from over 4,200 miles away from home. I used to envy them because each week they would send their dirty laundry home in a special mailer, and when the mailer returned, it would be packed with the clean laundry, all ironed and folded neatly, and would always include something special from home. During Christmas, everyone went home, but the dorm was kept open for me, although they turned the heat off. It was really cold. I stayed because I wanted to go to New York and Washington, D.C. during the semester break, and so I worked in the Jesuit kitchen, washing dishes to make enough for the trip. Anyway, later during the week, I received this package from my friend from Iowa. I opened it, and it was full of homemade cookies. His mother took the time to bake all these cookies and sent them to me, and I was so happy. But I was so full of myself that I didn't even send her a thank you note. That was about 60 years ago when I was a freshman from Hawaii. But every now and then, when I think about it, I regret it so much not acknowledging her wonderful Dana. This lady did it out of the goodness of her heart. The town in Iowa that this family lived in was about 375 miles away from my little dormitory in Milwaukee, but they were all connected to me. Little did I know that I was not alone in the cold winter of Wisconsin that very first year away from home. She didn't know me, only what she learned from her son. Every now and then, something happens to open our eyes to see that truly our lives are not just our lives, but that we exist each day because of the many sacrifices and effort and the kindness of others. Although I did not deserve it, I received this wonderful homemade gift of kindness, baked with metta, loving kindness. How fortunate I am. Every now and then, something happens to us to be grateful, to try to live our lives with gratitude. Our lives are truly not just our lives, but are made up of the sacrifices and kindness of others. Just as Honen encouraged Shinran Shoni to live a life of gratitude, we are also encouraged by Shinran to live the life of Nembutsu ourselves. But it is not easy to do. Every now and then, something reminds us of how ungrateful we can be. It is not easy to overcome our self-centered nature. I am reminded of the story I just related to you every so often, and how embarrassed and shameful I am. To this very day, I recall this gift of homemade cookies. But we must strive each day. Part of the Eightfold Path is effort, and so we have to keep on trying. Our minds are compared to monkey chatter, endlessly filled with compulsive thoughts and insatiable cravings. We are like white mice in a cage, endlessly going around in the exercise wheel. If we do not correct this, if we continue to live in self-centeredness and delusion, it will eventually blow up. But as we begin to live a life of Nembutsu, as Shinran Shonin teaches us, our gases are released, slowly but surely. When we awaken to the pure mind of Amida Buddha, we transcend the challenges that face us. So let's all release our gases and live a life of contentment, gratitude, and appreciation in the Nembutsu. We should express gratitude and appreciation to all family members and virtually to all that have come and gone and to those that are still living. Upon reflection of the sacrifices made by those people for our sake, we will develop a clearer understanding of the interdependence of all life. We will then be better able to live a life of thanksgiving, become deeply aware of the Shin Buddhist way of life. Thank you all for listening. And now, please join me once again in Gassho. Every now and then, something happens to remind us to be grateful and also not be so quickly judgmental and try to live our lives each day with fewer poisons and try to live each day with gratitude. Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you very much.